Amy Lundquist is ready for Halloween. There are two pumpkins sitting on the stoop of her Nashua home, and she's planned exactly what she's giving out. But everything about the holiday still scares her.
I get extreme anxiety around that time of year. So to know that your child is going door to door and that this is something that people are handing to them and it is deadly to them.
Lundquist's son Aiden is allergic to peanuts and tree nuts.
When he was about 10 months old, I gave him some peanut butter on crackers and his face swelled up.
But Lundquist still wants Aiden to experience the childhood rite of passage of trick-or-treating, with a few modifications.
He went trick-or-treating last year, and we just left all the candy at the door, and then I went through and sorted through what he could have and couldn't have.
Other parents come up with their own strategies. In Manchester, Nikki Richards' youngest son, Thomas, has severe food allergies. She says she had to turn down a lot of candy last year.
My older son had such a big bag full of candy, and I couldn't really explain it to my younger son that his wasn't as big because he wasn't allowed to, you know, it could hurt him. I had to go out and buy a safe bag of candy to specifically give to the two-year-old without him knowing.
Food allergies are becoming more common. A study by the Centers for Disease Control showed that 3.7% of children had food allergies in 1997. Now, more than 5% of American children are allergic to milk or nuts, although the reason why is unclear. This year, Lundquist and Richards and thousands of other parents are promoting giving out toys or allergen-free candy instead of peanut and dairy-filled chocolate. As a signal that their house is allergy-safe for Halloween, they're putting out not an orange, but a teal-colored pumpkin by their door.
Teal has been the color for food allergy representation for over 20 years.
The nonprofit Food Allergy Research and Education Group launched the Teal Pumpkin Project last year. It says more than 100,000 people have signed a pledge to participate this year, and about 4,000 people have registered their addresses on a map on the group's foodallergy.org website, although you'll only find a handful of homes in New Hampshire.
The way that you can become involved with it is, you know, the teal pumpkin, it's Halloween, so you paint a pumpkin teal or you have a teal pumpkin poster outside your house.
It's not just parents of children with allergies who are participating. Ben Hoke in Derry has a teal pumpkin in front of his house.
We don't have any children or anything, it's just we just want to give back. So it's just one of those, you know, grassroots campaigns where you just kind of spread the word.
This Halloween, Hoke will still be giving out Butterfingers and Baby Ruth. But he's got another bowl with toy soldiers and glow sticks so that kids and parents can make a choice. For NHPR News, I'm Daniel Brzezinski-Larson.